North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, March 9, 2020. The Associated Press is reporting that the number of people in Massachusetts who have tested positive for the new coronavirus more than doubled on Sunday to 28, up from 13 on Saturday, according to state public health officials. All 15 of the new cases had a direct connection to a meeting of the biotech firm Biogen that was held for company employees at a Boston hotel late last month. The new cases include 8 men and 7 women. Most of them live in the greater Boston area. They range in age from their 30s to their 60s. All are in isolation at home. Of the state's 28 cases, 23 are associated with the Biogen meeting. 2 people in Indiana who have tested positive also attended the Biogen meeting. Of the 28 Massachusetts cases, only 1 is confirmed, and the rest are awaiting final confirmation from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Nearly 3 dozen school administrators have applied for the job of Peabody superintendent, and Tuesday night, the school committee will decide which candidates will make the initial cut. John Castelluccio writing in today's Salem News that Mayor Ted Betancourt said he met with the school committee on March 4 in a closed-door session to share the 33 applications the city received and discuss the path forward for narrowing it to a handful of finalists to the public interviews. Betancourt also chairs the committee. And like the last time a search was conducted for the job in 2017, the committee will interview candidates publicly at the Wigan Auditorium at City Hall and then name the 3 finalists for further consideration. Betancourt said that on Tuesday, the committee will discuss and vote on the 6 to 8 candidates to interview.
State House reporter Christian Wade is reporting that scores of incumbent lawmakers could be getting a free pass back to Beacon Hill this fall, with few challengers so far stepping up to run against them. The nomination period for candidates for seats in the House of Representatives and Senate, Governor's Council, and other elected offices in the state primary and general election got underway more than 2 weeks ago. Candidates have another 2 months to gather the required number of signatures from voters to qualify for the ballots. While many incumbents have pulled paperwork to run for re-election, few challengers have come forward, according to the Secretary of State's office. Both House Speaker Robert DeLeo, Democrat from Winthrop, and Senate President Karen Spilka, Democrat from Ashland, are seeking re-election from their districts. As of Friday, neither had a challenger. Locally, only 3 of 20 lawmakers from the North Shore and Merrimack Valley had drawn challengers as of last week. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
A Danvers woman had a frightening close call with death or crippling injury Saturday morning when a tire came flying through her windshield while she was driving on Route 1. Buck Anderson of the Salem News writes that Karen Hagen, wife of retired Danvers police officer Dana Michael Hagen, was driving alone behind a contractor-type trailer being towed by a pickup truck at about 10 a.m. when the tire fell from the trailer. It bounced off the pavement, then flew through the air and buckled the roof of her white Ford Escape, and then smashed through the windshield and slammed squarely in her face. Danvers Fire Department Engine 2 responded to the crash and transported her to the hospital. She sustained a large slash on the forehead, a chipped tooth, and a possible concussion. MRIs taken at the accident showed no additional injuries. Otherwise, she said that she was suffering from a very sore head and neck. More on this story in today's Salem News.
Michael Cronin's reporting that in Essex, the Essex Shipbuilding Museum has successfully saved the 18th century Cogswell Grant Barn on John Wise Avenue from demolition, just in time for the construction to begin the new public safety building. The barn was taken apart piece by piece by a team of volunteer workers and preservationists in an effort that cost $50,000 in private and public donations. The structure was originally scheduled to be torn down to make room for construction of the town's combined police and fire department facility before the Essex Shipbuilding Museum got involved. Now that the barn is off the premises, the town is laying down concrete for the public safety building. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
In weekend sports, some area teams have advanced to the Boston Garden for state semifinals. In Division I boys basketball, Lynn English is there for the second straight year. In Division II, Beverly High is there for the first time ever. And in Division III, St. Mary's finds themselves in the Division III state semifinal. Now in girls basketball, in Division III, St. Mary's returns to the North Final, while in Division II, North Reading was a winner this past weekend over defending state champion Pentucket. While in boys hockey, St. John's Prep was a 3-2 winner over BC High in the High School Super 8 hockey tournament. This is North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great Monday, everybody. And this reminder, don't forget, North Shore Sports Night airs tonight, Monday night, at 7 o'clock, an hour of North Shore Sports Talk with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. This season, start with a winning mortgage rate from your hometown team. Whether you are thinking about buying a new home or condo or refinancing your existing one, our loan rates are among the lowest anywhere. Check out our full menu of rates and terms and apply online 24/7 at institutionforsavingsloans.com. institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.